Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We'll check in with you people coming up in about 15 minutes. First, though, we got some big news out of baseball yesterday, Hugh.
What we got?
Starting next year, it is confirmed now, the ABS, the challenge system. What do you think? You into this? Because you know me, I'm anti-robots.
I think baseball has grown since we've implemented the pitch clock.
It has.
People are excited about it. I think this is just another part of it that people are going to get excited about.
So, I know we're at a point in sports where like technology is too good for them to ignore it because we all know when things are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I know why. Like, it's just hard to not change it if we could change it quickly. And the ABS system, so each team's going to get two challenges per game. If the game goes to extra innings, you're going to get an extra challenge if you're out for each extra inning. So, like, if you go into it and you're down one or two from the game, they'll reset it and you get a challenge in extra innings. So it works there, too. It's going to be during the postseason. I get it. And we watched it in spring training. I didn't hate it, just, like, watching how it worked, and it was very quick. My only thing is, isn't this just a precursor to full robot umps? Isn't this just step one, Hugh, to eventually get us to full robot umps?
Yeah,
I think it is.
It is. It is. No question about that. But, you know, I forgot which game it was, but remember we were complaining about somebody getting squeezed. It wasn't that long ago.
It might have been Ranger in Cincinnati. Was that
it? I remember Ranger got upset because he felt like he was getting squeezed.
I think
before.
That was it.
So now if you do that, It takes it out of human error hands.
There is some strategy too, right? Because you only get a couple per game. You can't do it all willy nilly. You have to choose. Like you probably are only going to see it at the egregious ones. The ones where like, oh my god, he missed that.
Yeah, he missed that. Yeah.
And they could tap their hat or their helmet and do it. So the pitcher, the batter, the catcher can do the challenges. It all starts next year. We have Topper yesterday talking about the ABS system. He's a big fan.
MLB announced today that the ABS system is going to be implemented next year. Do you have any thoughts specifically on the new challenge system?
I love it, and I loved it in spring training, and I think not all the players, but I think most of the players, if you ask them, they really liked it too. I think it keeps everybody accountable. It keeps everybody on their toes. I do like the added challenge during extra innings, so. I thought the umpires were really locked in spring training. Hitters were really locked in during spring training. I thought it was great.
Do you think there's going to be some extra pettiness from umpires?
As far as?
So basically you're challenging their call, like in a figurative and literal way, right? You're challenging that they're wrong and you're saying it and telling everyone you're wrong. So if you do that, let's say the umpire blows two calls in the first two innings. You challenge both.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, you run out of challenges. You think there's some pettiness to you showing up the umpire early in the game?
Maybe.
Like, because then you're out of challenges, right? And then it's close, and he rings you up on it. Like, what are you going to do about it now?
Yeah, I'm all for petty.
That's kind of fun, actually.
Yeah.
You kind of talk me more into it.
Oh, because it brings that, like, extra edge to it?
Like, screw you.
Well, I mean, we know some of these umps have big egos. Yeah. They think they're bigger than the game. You challenge them, they're going to get all upset about
it. Cowboy Joe West.
That's right. He's going to purposely call one the other way when you're out of challenges. What are you going to do about it? Nothing. Until tomorrow.
I like that.
Because they're being challenged, because their jobs are in jeopardy.
Well, yeah, because you're basically telling 40,000 people and then everyone watching at home, that guy, he's wrong. Check it.
You're telling me there's going to be more beef.
Well, yeah. I do like beef. I just don't like robots. I don't like robots. Beef is
this was for dinner.
Is it?
Beef.
Hold on, buddy. You were the one talking about man meat earlier.
No, I'm just saying, you know, when you say we got what's beef, it's for what's for dinner. You know, like you got beef with somebody.
Yeah.
What's beef?
What year was that? That was you're aging yourself a little bit on that campaign.
No, you're talking about where's the beef?
No, beef, it's what's for dinner.
That one too.
Campaign was launched in 1992.
Yeah, because that's when they were trying to get people to eat more steak.
Yeah.
Wasn't that Dr. Phil? That was kind of like a Dr. Phil thing, wasn't it?
I'm on the Beef It's What's for Dinner Wikipedia page, so we could look at that one when we get a chance. I don't know who invented it, but I remember it when I was a kid. Big V in Mount Laurel
Big
is
v.
up on WIP. I'm sure he doesn't think any luck's playing a role in this 3-0 start. Big V?
What's going on?
How we doing?
What's up, man?
All right. It's not luck. It's skill and execution.
So they're skilled to go down 19, and then they just came back after that?
Just take the skills.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Or maybe they just wore them out and then, you know, came back after that.
They wore the Rams out by going down 19.
Yes.
That sounds
so
about right.
Playing possum. I get it. I mean, you guys are on top of this today.
Well, not possum. More like, as Muhammad Ali called it, rope-a-dope.
Rope-a-dope.
They were rope-a-doping the Rams on Sunday.
Oh, no.
There you go.
Okay. So when the safety came in unblocked and nailed Hurts, that could have broke the guy's ribs.
Oh, he could have dislocated his shoulder.
That was part of the rope-a-dope.
Playing possum.
Yeah, that's it.
See you.
No,
living is true.
You don't consider injuries as part of the plan, especially on your key players. But that was just, you know, an unfortunate situation that happened that he recovered from.
Wow, this all makes so much
sense.
Yeah,
he recovered. I like the way he framed that. That was a good frame up.
No, it wasn't.
Well, thank you. I'm learning from you, Hugh.
Live your truth, man. Live your truth.
There you go.
Live your truth, dog.
Your truth is moronic.
Yeah. This is the people that don't believe in luck. All of it is just the plan. Like, it's all – they've planned to get outgained every game. They've planned to give up more first downs than they get. They plan to go down 19. It's all part of the plan.
100%.
Well, see, they actually investigated luck, the United States military in the 50s. They found out that it's not luck. It's more preparation, timing, and opportunity.
What are you talking about?
The United States studied luck in the 50s when it comes to football?
Or just studied my luck in general?
Luck in general.
What the hell do they know?
They know how to use your tax money to find out what luck really is. So what they
we're not talking about tax money. Yeah, we're talking about football games.
Yes, but if you're going to consider football games luck, then you look at the concept of what's involved with luck. It's preparation, it's timing, and it's opportunity. They were prepared for whatever to happen.
They were not prepared. They went down 19. They obviously weren't prepared to start the game.
Well, they won the game, so they were prepared for whatever scenario to come back.
That's a good point.
Got you on that one. Game, then, set, match.
I'm throwing my hands up. Joe is
getting dominated.
Yeah, I mean, you guys got it. I mean, this is all part of the play. It's a big ruse. Let's just go down 19, and then we got them where we want them.
No, that's not what we're saying. I don't think anybody actually goes out to a game plan to go out to win the game by starting out losing. What they do is they dig and they look at where they are, and they've already prepared for different scenarios, which is called practice, and when the opportunity for the plays in which they practiced to come through, they came through. That was it.
Would you say if they keep playing the way they have, they'll just keep winning because they have better players?
You don't want to take that chance. I answer that for you, Big. You don't want to take that chance.
I wouldn't take those odds.
Right. Well, you wouldn't take those odds because sometimes luck plays into odds. Like, you have better odds, but you lose. And that could be you're a little unlucky.
Or somebody has a better preparation, or they have better timing and execution. Correct.
Better preparation. I had to hear a conspiracy theory that the offensive coordinator got slapped across the lips at halftime.
Hugh's fault?
Yep. Yeah. I blame Hugh. I mean, I agree with that. Big V, appreciate it.
Chicago. He got slapped with the Chicago.
Excuse me?
You never heard that? Like, was it Damn, I'm updating myself again. What was it? Ace Ventura? Chicago.
Oh, yeah. Chicago. Would you like better, Ace Ventura or the second one, Ace Ventura When Nature Calls?
I like both of them. You know, it's funny. The first one was good, though, because the premise. Because, you know, when you hear the story, like the story behind the movie, nobody thought it was funny when they first saw it.
It was supposed to bomb. Yeah.
Yes, and it didn't bomb, and everybody was like, wow.
And, of course, we remember who the Dolphins played in the Super Bowl. The Eagles.
Yeah.
Because he's fighting, you know, Ace Ventura's fighting.
Finkel is Einhorn. Einhorn is Finkel.
Yes, yeah. Finkel is Einhorn. Einhorn is Finkel.
Yeah. That was a great movie, man.
I agree. I haven't watched it in a long time, but anytime I ever saw it, it made me laugh. Jay in Philly's up. What's up, Jay?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, fellas?
Thanks for being on.
Yes, sir. Hey, Joe, talking about the luck thing, man. So at the end of the year, it won't matter, right? It won't matter. We keep piling wins. We got three conference wins. We got a division win already. If we win again, I'm sorry, we'll have three wins if we win this one. With one division win, we are stacking, you know, wins. The Rams' strength is passing the ball, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, our weakness on defense is defending the pass, right?
Yes.
All right, the Rams are thought of as a Super Bowl contending team, right?
Yes.
So we won right now. We have replaced so many players. We won against a team's strength that's supposed to be competing against us with our weakness, and we shut them down in the second half pretty much. So that's something to look at. Like, that's a great thing that happened. Mm-hmm. So I love that fact. Now, the fact that we went down and came back, this is a brand-new defense almost with so many players. So that gives me hope, too. I love the fact that we were down 19 to them because they had a lot to prove. Hey, Hugh, can you remember a team getting embarrassed by one guy twice in a year like Saquon did to the Rams last year? And Joe, too. You know, so they had a lot to play for, man.
Mm-hmm. Like, and they're salty. They're salty right now. They're salty about the game right now.
Jay, I agree with you on this. The Eagles are in a great place because whether or not you want to use the word luck or not, I think we all agree they haven't played their best football. They're not buttoned up yet. They're not where they need to be, and they're still 3-0. So, like, if we get rolling, like, we're going to win almost every game. But, you know, there's not many teams we're going to look at and say, oh, they're a clear underdog. I mean, probably when they go to Buffalo, they're going to be an underdog. But other than that, maybe Green Bay. But, like, there's not many on the schedule.
Hey, look, man, when they talk about Tom Brady, he's the GOAT. What they don't say is a Tuck Rule helping. What they don't say is that Marshawn Lynch didn't get the ball when he should have. And what they don't say is Kyle Genius Shanahan couldn't help manipulate a 25-point lead in the second half.
You know, okay? Jay, I'm glad you said that. Jay, good phone call. If you don't like what I'm saying about the Eagles today, I will say it about the Patriots. The Patriots dynasty had a lot of elements of luck. I mean, ask John Ritchie. Tuck Rule. Like, if that doesn't, that's lucky. Tom Brady fumbled, and they decided it wasn't a fumble. A couple of the times where Vinatieri kicked a field goal to win the Super Bowl, I think one of them against the Panthers, John Casey kicked the ball out of bounds. The ball went to the 40. Like, luck is part of a lot of things. Now, the Patriots kept getting to those big games, right? So that they were kind of making their own luck by getting there. But I agree. I mean, he brought up the 28-3. You were in Atlanta for that.
Man, I'll never forget that game. It was crazy to see. It was like watching ice cream melt. Like when your kids have an ice cream cone and they're licking the ice cream on it and enjoying it, and then you're watching it melt. It was crazy to watch.
So, like, obviously the Patriots played great. Brady brought them back. It's like the game on Sunday, right? Jalen played great, but the Patriots had some luck that Shanahan and Dan Quinn just, like, their
they
brains.
Got bung-holitis.
Yeah, I mean, they made mistakes.
But most of the time when you're up like that, like I said, you're playing possessions then. And if you get you get in a mindset where you want to play umbrella coverage, and that kind of hurts you sometimes because they took everything underneath.
It was when they got sacked, right? When Matt Ryan got sacked and they pushed themselves out of field goal range. That was when it was like, what are they doing?
I'm just trying to imagine the reaction to that game, to that loss from a non-weenie fan base. Like, if that happened here.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't know if anyone would have made it. Yeah. I mean, like that, the people involved might have had to leave the city.
Could you imagine WIP the next day?
No, I can't. I honestly hope we never have anything like that.
Yeah, that
I mean,
was crazy,
we dealt with the Phillies 2 years ago against the Diamondbacks, but that wasn't like a 10-run lead collapse, right? That just was they lost two games and they should have won one of them, and they kind of gave it away. They choked. Hugh, what was?
I don't remember, but I remember.
What was the reaction the next day?
I remember, this is what I remember about that game. I remember a lot of celebrating at the half, and I remember telling people, hey, this game ain't over.
You did that in the Super Bowl this year, too, but
that's why I was having an eerie feeling about it, because I'm like, hey, it ain't over, you know. And I just remember people in Atlanta partying, because where I stayed at the time, it was like in a nice little area where, you know, a lot of people were hanging out watching the game. And, man, when that worm turned, I was like, yeah, it was a lot of folks. It was tough.
It had to be a morgue the next day.
It was tough. A lot of people were sick. I'm pretty sure Matt Ryan
people
still
call out of work.
5 a.m. the next day, tuning in to see Hugh Douglas' thoughts on the collapse.
Yeah, they were pretty mad at me.
What did you say?
I think I just said, hey, man, you screwed up the defense. I said the defense lost that game or something. Mm-hmm. And they were very high. That's when they wanted me to go back to Philly. They said, take your ass back to Philly.
Was that when you and Dan Quinn's rivalry really, really heated up?
No, it heated up the next year. And Dan got mad because I asked him, do he think his job needs to be on the line? And he got hot.
Well, he did get fired from Atlanta, so ultimately you were right.
Yeah, he did, but he was mad that I asked the question.
Told you so, Douglas.
No, I mean, but you had to ask it. You know, I mean, he got off to a rough start.
Dogged journalist, too. Got to ask the questions.
They got beat by the Dallas Cowboys, and I asked the question, and I remember he kind of was like, right. He said, right. Like, he was like, I can't believe you did me like that. And I was like, dog, I got to ask the question.
Oh, poor guy.
And then after that, it was dirty looks since then. It was dirty looks.
Too bad, Dan Quinn. Deal with it. All right, let's get to you people. See what they're up to today.
You people. It's time to hear from you people. What do you mean, you people?
Can we just move on from this game already?
Nah, we got tomorrow and then Friday.
It's one of the best games in franchise history.
Do people like football?
We got tomorrow then Friday. Like, then we'll move on.
We're going to talk about the Eagles-Rams game for years. It's one of the great comebacks of franchise history.
Move on. Do people like Eagles football?
Well, they do. They like their truth within Eagles football. Which is Hugh's fault.
Again, just why listen to anything where somebody might be talking about that Eagles game if you're ready to just move on?
Yeah. And I mean, it's a great game.
Okay.
It was a great game, though.
Anyway, upset of the year, Kyle dropping the pledge before Hugh.
Wow. Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
I'm a foxhole guy.
It is tough to not.
You didn't even take it to begin. You have to take it to drop it.
I did.
Yeah, no, you didn't.
To be fair.
Well, whatever you did with this pledge is better than the Phillies one, which you destroyed for an entire season.
You made a mockery of. Made a mockery of.
I'm a foxhole guy. I keep trying to tell y'all.
You know, I'm starting to think Kyle might be right when he famously said, athletes don't know ball.
After that quarterback list we got from Hugh today? Yeah.
All right, I'm living my truth.
Spencer Rattler in the top 10. He might not even have a team to play on next year.
Yeah, he's had a rough go at it.
You know how many games he's won in the NFL? Big fat zero as a starter.
But, you know, I remember Spencer when he was in college. He transferred like six different schools.
South Carolina, right?
He was at Oklahoma. South Carolina, Oklahoma. Yeah. Yeah. He's had a nice little run at it. But he had 83.1 QBR last week. That put him on my list.
He was almost down 83 in that game.
Man, he put him on the list.
Mm-hmm. Joe Giglio should be fired on the spot for this.
What'd he do?
So the Eagles were lucky.
Oh, okay. No.
HR violation. The Eagles were lucky to win. Out. Russell, there's the door.
Rod's going to come in with security and have you forcibly removed for this take.
Imagine that. Imagine the video of that, me being taken out with security. What did
that
he do?
Said the Eagles were lucky.
Oh, that's that bad? Yeah, I guess it is. Yep.
Oh, yeah, Joe, you're lucky to have a job.
I am, I feel very lucky.
It's a blessing.
I feel very lucky to be here.
To get to do this and be here every day.
Talk to the wonderful fans and say nice things.
Yeah, every day.
That's the most spot-on thing you people have ever said. I am lucky.
Did Hugh Douglas even fix his lips to utter the U word?
What U word?
You know what the U word is. You said undefeated.
Yeah, you did, yeah. I said, if
they get past this game, I said, can you see it?
So, I mean, so it's
can you see it?
Rasheed Walker Douglas over here 3 weeks
Rasheed
in.
Rasheed Walker. I am a radio analyst.
I know, but if something goes bad Sunday, it's your fault.
I mean, you
uttered it first.
You uttered the U word. You put it out of
all right, let's just workshop this quickly. Let's say they win Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think I can say with a straight face, 8-0 is on the table. The next four games, Denver at home. Denver hasn't looked great. Giants, Vikings, which not easy, but Carson Wentz is starting. I mean, we got to go in that game. And then Giants again. That's 8. Then it's at Green Bay, at Detroit.
And Detroit, Detroit.
Now that's a challenging 6 days. We get through that.
I'm not 10 afraid of Green Bay.
And away we go.
We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
I'll tell you, I'm not afraid of Green Bay. Detroit's going to be a physical competition.
How about this? They win on Sunday. I expect 8-0.
Well,
I expect
we're not averse to the U word over here. The conversation at least.
I have to imagine this is the first show to bring it up, and probably we'll bring it up again. Again, if they win Sunday, I expect 8-0.
Reckless speculation.
Can we be real? They're lying about Lane being hurt on the tush push. I was waiting for that.
Who is?
The people. You people. The other people. Not you people, but the other.
We've created a very dangerous dynamic where if we don't like something, it must be made up.
Yeah, it's awesome, man.
I think that's Hugh's fault.
I know it is.
Also it's not Hugh's my fault.
It is.
It's living my truth.
I think Marcus Hayes said that Lane told him he was hurt on the tush push.
He's lying.
Lane's lying.
Why would he lie?
Yeah.
Because he just wants to start controversy.
That's what Lane Johnson's trying to do. Yep.
Have we considered that the rapture did happen and we all just missed the cut?
So we're stuck here?
Yeah.
Like purgatory.
Yeah. The rapture came, just and not for us.
Yeah, by the way, how many hours until midnight? Because that whole prediction was crap.
I'm saying because it said today or tomorrow. Well, it said tomorrow or today.
Yeah, yesterday or today.
Yeah. Well, that's what I said tomorrow. I mean, yesterday. Yeah, you know what I mean.
We extended the window.
No, we're not extending the window.
Okay. See, we got,
I'm just so done we got with midnight. Rapture predictions. It's not happening. We're all still here.
I plan on being asleep anyway. At midnight. I plan on being
asleep. That's a good way
to go. Yeah, I'm saying. Yeah. Everyone, you know, don't what I don't know won't hurt me.
Yep. If only the tush push existed back in the day, maybe Fluffy Hugh could have extended his career.
Fluffy Hugh. That don't bother me. I look great.
They would have had a role for you on the right, Jags.
If Skip's looking for Hugh tomorrow, he's in the community gym for 2 hours.
Yeah, I look great.
All right. One more. Mm-hmm. If Hugh Douglas didn't have T-Rex arms, he'd be in the Hall of Fame?
I could acknowledge ifs and say yes, if, then that.
No,
Hugh had longer arms, he would have probably had more sacks.
Hugh agrees that that's
true. Of course he does.
No, you know what's funny? Because I was telling Joe one day, we're sitting here doing the show, and I got a text message in the middle of the show. Friend of mine said, you know what, dog? He said, I was just sitting here thinking. He said, if you had longer arms, you'd be a Hall of Fame.
A few more sacks? Maybe some blocked field goals? They ever put you out on a field goal block?
Uh-uh.
No.
I was just too short.
I'm too short for all that, man.
This guy's a shrimp. He couldn't block a kick.
Yeah, couldn't do that.
Well, I told you one time on my algorithm on YouTube, the highlights of your game against the Rams in St. Louis came up, like when the title game. You got close to Kurt Warner a few times. If those arms are a little longer, one strip sack, you guys are going to that Super Bowl.
We'll get to it tomorrow, but your arms were long enough to clothesline the living crap out of Trent Dilfer.
That was one of the wildest horse collars I've ever seen. That wasn't a horse collar. That was
it was without question a horse collar. We'll let the YouTube audience decide because we'll play the clip for them tomorrow.
It was not a horse collar.
It was.
Do you think that they would have allowed that play in today's game?
No, but see, normally horse collars is when the defender is like, was it Roy Williams? That was the DB for the Cowboys.
Yes.
When you're chasing somebody, you pull them down by there. No,
that's getting a horse collar.
No, I didn't.
You can't grab him by the nameplate or the horse collar.
I just
that's like
snatched
quite
him
literally
off.
What
no, he wasn't running. I just snatched him off his feet.
I don't think the running is a part of it.
No, right. It is. It was like running. That's how they get hurt. All I just snatched him off his feet.
We'll deliberate tomorrow.
You've landed on your feet better than Trent. You're doing a talk show here. Have you seen Trent's college coaching career?
He's been at, what is it, North Alabama?
UAB.
He's been there for a while.
3 years. He's 9-19 so far.
He started off pretty good, though, didn't he?
Maybe, but we're going backwards.
And didn't he have a bad press conference or something? You said something in the press conference?
I think, yeah.
He kind of got flamed a little bit.
Yeah, I think he crossed the line a little bit. It happens. All right. It does. That is enough for us today. You guys have a great rest of your day. Phillies tonight. We getting back on track with a win?
Yes.
Finishing that magic number?
Yes.
Cut it to zero?
Yes.
Scoreless innings from the bullpen? So you are worried. We knew it. All right. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.